Pacific Mornings
on ABC Radio Australia.
Now, a couple of months ago, a $10,000 grant was up for grabs for an Australian journalist wanting to do a project on a story that was underreported in the Pacific. It was called the Sean Dorney Grant for Pacific Journalism. Sean Dorney, of course, being the well-respected ABC journalist who covered PNG for decades. Here's Sean talking about the grant.
The idea for this grant is to provide the money that will allow journalists to get out there and do the stories that really need to be covered. It's to try and encourage journalists in Australia to pay more attention to this region surrounding us that are our neighbours. And as the richest neighbour in the neighbourhood, we should be doing more to pay attention to them and help them out.
Well, last night, the winner of the grant was announced, and it's someone who himself has decades of experience under his belt. The winner of the 2019 Sean Dorney Grant for Pacific Journalism is Australian photojournalist, author and TV producer Ben Bohane. I spoke to Ben earlier about his win. Ben, congratulations. What was your reaction when you found out that you were the winner of this grant?
Oh, look, I was truly surprised. I thought there'd be many other worthy contenders for this honour. So, yes, surprised and delighted.
Now, a part of the grant application was that you had to propose a project of an underreported story from the Pacific. What was the project that you proposed?
The project I proposed was to cover the Bougainville referendum, which is coming up in October. Yeah, I mean, there's been a long-running peace process there, which followed, you know, a devastating 10-year war, which cost many lives. And in the 90s, I covered the Bougainville War from both sides, both from the Bougainville Revolutionary Army side, the BRA, and also the PNGDF. So I sort of saw the conflict firsthand on both sides, and then I followed the peace process through. And it feels like we're coming to sort of the culmination of that whole process, which will be a referendum on independence in October. So obviously it was top of my mind to be able to get off and do that. And this grant will allow me to go and do that and cover it for regional media.
Now, obviously you've got experience covering stories from the Pacific, 30 years in fact, even as you were just saying then, from 1999 to 2019. You've definitely been doing it.
94 was my first trip into Bougainville.
So what is it about the Pacific that has interested you as a journalist and has made you want to report stories from the Pacific?
Well, look, I came into the Pacific after 5 years of covering conflict in Southeast Asia, and that's sort of where I cut my teeth as a photojournalist, so to speak, Burma, Cambodia, Afghanistan. But I came back to Sydney in 94 and found that the Bougainville War was still going, and there were sort of whispers that this was Australia's secret war because we were, you know, providing some level of support to the PNGDF. So, and no one had been in on the rebel side. So that's when I sort of went in on assignment for Time magazine and spent a month on Bougainville, got first pictures of the rebel leader, Francis Ona, and anyway, Bougainville sort of opened me up to what else was going on in the region. And then, you know, I started to hear about East Timor and West Papua. And then we had sort of coups and conflict in the Solomon Islands and Fiji. I was in New Caledonia for riots against the French. So, you know, Bougainville was the first story that brought me into the region, but it opened me up to a whole bunch of other stories that no one was covering really in our immediate region. And so I thought it was important to document these struggles that were going on very close to Australia, many of which had sort of Australian connections, and I've been there ever since.
Why do you think it is so underreported?
Sometimes I struggle to come up with an answer because it's such an incredible region. People are very warm and they'll tell you everything. So for me, you know, it's a kind of no-brainer. There's so many wonderful stories and, you know, beyond the conflict and the politics, really interesting cultural stories, religious stories, and just the most gorgeous landscapes. So I'm surprised that the Australian media continues to really ignore it. And it's a puzzle to me, as it is to a puzzle to many people, that so many important issues going on in our immediate region tend not to get covered. And To be honest, it kind of annoys me that, our news agenda continues to be hijacked by the Middle East and other stories. I mean, every night on our TV, it's Trump land, it's Brexit, and it's some conflict in the Middle East, and almost zero coverage of our media region. And I think it's appalling, actually.
Is there a thirst for Australian audiences to hear stories from the Pacific? So is there the audience interest in Australia, do you feel, for Pacific stories?
I think there's absolutely an interest in Australia for Pacific stories. And I think, honestly, our news editors are failing the Australian people by not prioritising more reporting from the Pacific. I mean, we've got Australian media all over the world, but, you know, you're part of a large, I don't want to say circus, but sometimes that's what it is. You know, you're part of a large media pack if you're covering Iraq or what's going on in the States, whereas in the Pacific, you know, you can be pretty much the only one and get the story you want and have a bit of a scoop. So there's no lack of stories. And I think an Australian audience is genuinely interested. You know, these are all islands that they'll either go to for holiday or for business. A lot of Australian families have deep connections. And of course, you don't hear so much about that now. Australia's become very multicultural. And I sometimes wonder whether, you know, as we've become more multicultural as a country, we've stopped thinking about ourselves regionally and tend to think of ourselves globally. So Australians tend to, these days, look out to the world and engage with the world, but we seem to be doing it without our immediate neighbours in mind.
Well, congratulations again, Ben. It's obviously, you're a very deserving winner. And yeah. Obviously, it's not something that you just went, oh, I'm just going to apply for this and I know nothing about the Pacific. Like, I think you've definitely got that covered. So we're in safe hands. So again, congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yeah, no, it's a great honour, Sean. I can't think of any Australian or anyone really who's done more to report the Pacific to Australia and the world than Sean Dorney over the last sort of 30 or 40 years. As I say, I'm very honoured, and I'd like to thank Sean and Pauline, Sean certainly for being an inspiration, Tess Newton-Cain and Sue Hearn and others who've been involved, I think, behind the scenes in getting this award established, and certainly the sponsors who've helped to support this project. It's a really great project, and I hope to do it justice. And yes, I just hope that it helps to, you know, reorientate people back into our immediate region. As I say, I think there's an audience across Australia. There is genuine interest in what's going on in the Pacific. And sometimes I just think our news editors, they underestimate the interest in our region for and the hunger for quality reporting about the Pacific. You know, you can pick up information about what's going on in Syria and America from all sorts of news sources, but yeah, the rest of the world expects Australia to cover the Pacific, and we don't, frankly. We certainly don't do it anywhere near the way we should. So I would hope that that maybe news editors in various Australian institutions, including the ABC, kind of really look to prioritise Pacific reporting, particularly as we sort of enter a whole new era in our region when Pacific Islands are becoming a lot more independent in the way they operate. There's a lot of interest. They're being courted by all kinds of superpowers, and so Australia's going to have to up its game. And part of that is having an effective voice into the region.
That was Ben Bohane there. He is an Australian photojournalist, author and TV producer, and the winner of the 2019 Sean Dorney Grant for Pacific Journalism.